Thank you for tuning in to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. And the Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Now, with this evening's message, here's...
God's word won't come back void to none of us. Don't care how we attain it, how sure we got it together, and really, really not available to walk in it. And that's a sad thing for us in this hour. We putting too much emphasis on living here forever. I put emphasis on everlasting to everlasting. And that's forever. And forever and ever. So here in this passage of scripture, Galatians the 5th chapter, verse 6 and verse 7. And in this passage of scripture, it's telling us something that really will be beneficial to us. He want to move us to a place where we can maintain a Christian relationship with God Almighty. As Brother Vincent said today, all the things that we go through, we got to recognize and believe that he is greater. If we don't believe he's greater, it's going to still be about you. And it's so many of us think it's about us. Somebody done something to me, but that ain't Christian life. When you let him do something for you, then you'll know. There's freedom from the bondage that life demand and require of us. You know, it's sad when we look at people in jail or in prison. But when we look at ourselves and define whether we're in prison, bondage, or in jail. Because when you don't let him free you from the cares of this world and from your own self, we ain't going to activate what he say. Okay, Brother Imani, will you read for me? Galatians 5, 6 and 7.
Galatians chapter 5, starting at the 6th verse. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
An amplifier.
In the Amplifier. For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action, causes us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love.
Maybe I got mixed up. I thought I told you 6 and 7. You did. I said, maybe this dress lying too much.
I read the wrong one.
All right, somebody wanted to say something, but they'll say it later.
Again,
Galatians 5, 6, and 7.
In the Amplified. You want to start at 5 or 6?
No. 5, 6, and 7.
Okay.
Verse 6 and 7 chapter.
In the Amplified. For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action causes us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. You are running the race nobly. Who has interfered in, hindered, and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth?
Thank you. Here in this passage of scripture for your notes today, I want you to jot down mothers and children. This is Mother Day, am I talking? Mothers and children, your children can be male or female. So the reason the topic is mothers and children, because he wants to say something today. And I believe that if we were learned just to obey God and understand that he is God. We say we have faith in God, and some of us quote it like we do. But when it's requiring us to walk in faith, we don't have it like that. Because sometimes waiting on God, you lose and shift yourself from the faith in God. We got some mothers up in here really, really have done all they can do for their children. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody in the house. Amen. And if you don't want me to talk to you, you can close your ear, but the same thing will talk to you later. Amen. And it requires you later to deal with it if you don't deal with it today. Amen. In this passage of scripture where the Lord told me to come to today, he said, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avail anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith would work by love. We don't have love for each other. How can we have some faith? Our children will make you stop loving them, and you're scared to say you hate them. What are we going to do about reason and lying? What we must do is to make up our mind that I cannot go by the law. I can't go by the guideline man say I should go by. But I got to tap into Jesus the Christ. I know that good parents say they're good all the time, but that's a lie because parents said it. Where is Gerald? Is he gone? Has he got a stomach ache? Let's check and see if he's asleep. See, those in lamentation, though grief come, and it does come. Whether they're young or old, it does come. What are we going to do? It's just, what's wrong? I know you got a project. It'll be all right. Grief will come to each one of us in here today. That's why the message said mothers and children. My children is grown and some of y'all grown too, but they still your children. I don't care how old they get, they still your children. Can I get somebody to come just on with me where I can do this thing? And because grief will come, because we don't want our daughters to be a product of babies, this and that, grief will come to us. They get involved with social gathering people, and we don't want them to get there, even though we've been there. Can I get somebody? You don't want them every time Dick and Dad will leave their little babies, and they look like whoever, and he gone. Oh, my God. So we can talk about sons because we had them. We can talk about daughters because we had them. I'm not a man in the room had a single baby. And won't never have none. I don't care if you got your sister act together. Ain't no baby coming up out of there. So I'm talking to mother and children, not mothers and daughters, mothers and children today. It's high time that we understand in lamentation, grief will come, disappointment, sorrow, and all of these things will come, but you're still responsible. Can you help me with a little music here today? A little soft music. I don't want to have to start coming begging you, brother. Vonnie K, will you go get me a pen if you can find one out of my office? I'm going to pin my flock up for just a few minutes because I want to do what he called me to do. He woke me up about 2 o'clock And I began to go there to him and began to say, here I am again. I come to ask you to forgive me again. I come to repent to you again. I'm godly sorry for my shortcoming. Can I get anybody to come on with me, mothers of the day? I know that I messed up time after time. But in my messing up, I still love my children anyway. My God, we think sometimes as being mothers, we know what's best for our children. But I come this morning to give a survey down on the inside of you. When you done the best you know how as a mother, and we ain't done no more than what we think is best. But when we come back to the Almighty King of Kings and Lord and all, and tell him I repent again before you, that I'm godly sorry for my shortcoming. I know that I've been a product of some of the things that gone wrong in my children's life. But oh, Jesus, I come here, first of all, repenting, asking you to forgive me, because my thinking and believing, I know, and brought grief on the inside. But I know that you are forgiving God. My God, I want to tell you, I'm so sorry. Because I know that we do our best on what we know. And we give our best out of what we believe. Can I get a witness in the house? Even in our grief, he'll bring compassion. He won't let your daughter or son die because of your mistakes. Because couldn't nobody tell you nothing at the time being. And as mother, we don't understand the price that we must pay. Now, I ain't hear nobody. I heard my grandmother tell me when I was a teenager. She said, granddaughter, when you have children, you got to make up your mind you want to live a new life. She said, because everything that you do wrong will affect your children. Of course, like you're in the house today, you don't believe it. And down through the years, with not inviting God in, you have a tendency to mess up folks that's around you. And by being mother, we want to straighten it up with our self-righteous self. My God, some of us too big to go to our children and say, son and daughter, I'm godly sorry for releasing a spirit out of me that it came into you. And it messed you up. You don't know how to love nobody because I didn't know how to love nobody. I didn't know how to tell you I'm sorry, because I ain't never been around nobody say they were sorry. Can I get a witness in the house? But in Lamentation, the third chapter, for the scholars in here, around in chapter 32, it was talking about how through life transition it bring grief on the inside of us. Some of us mothers in here grieving now because our sons and daughters took the pathway of destruction. But King Jesus is waiting for us to repent and tell him, I'm godly sorry for my shortcoming and for my mess up in religious and tradition. Because somebody in the house think because you was always knocking the church house down that it was right. But only King Jesus can come in and make it right. Anybody want a blessing with me this morning? I didn't come to make you mad, but I come that he told me that he want to do some healing. He want to do some deliverance. He want to take out the pain. My God, that we will point our finger at somebody else for. Is it all right here? So Apostle Paul was saying up in here, get away with the law, do away with it. Because somebody say, I'm holy, and ain't nothing about you holy. My God, is it all right? He said, I am a holy God, and you can't tap into it, my holiness, till you line up with me. Can I get a witness in the house? But I come today to try to make this brief and short. We say we have faith in God, but the enemy set you up and you're a liar. But when you go through trials and tribulation and you can't do nothing about it, about three people raise your hand and say, I can't really do nothing about it because I got myself in the mess. But I began to learn I'm in a hopeless situation. I'm looking at my children. I ain't hear nobody. And they making some of the same mess up and mistake I made. But you can't do nothing about them. Can I get somebody to help me in the house? But you can line up with him and be godly sorry and you repent. I ain't hear nobody. I bless his name this morning. See, when I got up this morning, the Lord told me my niece was going to come this morning. That's why it's okay if the people think that you done slipped out and gone crazy. He said she was going to be here today. She might have got here late. That's her name, late. But she up in the house. I ain't hear nobody. Mm-hmm. Without, we say we got some faith, but we can't go through nothing with this faith we got. The adversary, the system got us afraid, got mothers and father afraid to even talk harsh to the children. Your hand want to reach up there and grab the neck, but say, jail. You put it down. You won't go to Jesus and say, I need your help. And when you go to him, it might not mean that you have to put your hand around that sucker neck. But he'll give you a plan. He might just say, plant a seed in their life. You know they on drugs, but I say, plant a seed in their life. I'm forgiving you for your shortcoming. Because you really didn't know. Hallelujah. And it's so hard for us. I don't want to go out there and get no more drugs. But that ain't what he told you to do. He said, plant a seed. And you believe that I have got connected with him. And the seed gonna sprout up. And while it's sprouting up, all hell break loose. You look at the child and they ain't got no better. They done got worse. But there, well, we move out. And that's why we invite him to come in. I don't know about y'all, but I got some situation after situation. I got one so close to home, it breathing on me. But I went back to Almighty. I said, here I am again, repenting for the same thing, seem like a game. But you know I love that child you love to come through this womb. Sometimes you can't tell your children, I just love you and I want the best for you. But getting back, we don't know what best for them. We don't even know what best for our own self. We just think we do. You know how a good mother, I ain't going to talk about old wretched one mother. Wretched mother jump up in there and put her wig on backwards. And they forgot what they done. And then you boost your chin up. And then we put God up in there and we ain't trying to get to him. We just want to get their benefits. I'm their mother. I don't want y'all to talk to me. I'm going to talk to y'all today. Oh, my God, my God. See, I've been preaching this gospel a while, and I ain't been playing. Because I done had and still have some mental currents that make me still cry. Make me still go back to him and repent again. But I say, I believe that you will position me. That if I ain't here, if I don't close my eyes, that I still stood in the gap to declare that you are a healer. Declare that you are the winning one. Declare that you got all power to turn that child around. But we can't stand everything shift up. We so busy trying to get in a relationship with folks and ain't trying to get now relationship with God. Somebody done told you it's the best thing ever happened to you having a man. It's the best thing ever happened to you having this man, Jesus, in your life and on your side. I ain't hear nobody up in here. I give him praise. Then we stop reaching for him and start reaching for him and them. And they do the same thing to you again. But I began to say, you better watch some folks talking about they got so much faith. They ain't been going through nothing. They got ism and schism and they think they get out of everything. But don't look at them. You begin to get your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Because somebody will make you think that you don't love these old wayward, treacherous children. Because some of them have the way they talk to you and how they present themselves. And then they slam the door in your face and talk about you. That's good if you can take all that. But I've been through too much. I just can't do too good with that. I'm talking about me. And I began to say, what you want to do with it? We know them faith scripture. We quote them all the time. Have faith in God. Somebody told us to quote it. But when you're surrounded with disappointment, and our children disappoint us, I ain't talking about faking today, I'm talking about getting real. Every time you look up, you got to help them with another problem. And you about out of gas and lost all your strength and you drained it. Ain't hear nobody. You try to help them with the children and you don't really want to do it. Don't grief your spirit. Ain't hear nobody in the house. And you do it because you're the mother, not because God has positioned you, empowered you to do it. And then we go over there. For in Jesus Christ, neither none of the stuff position us with this stuff. Everybody want to be assured of where they are in their relationship with God, and you're catching hell. Every time you back on success, two more gators can come and eat it up. And you're right back where you done started at before. Am I talking to anybody? But it's time to stop starting over again because of our own preference and self. Amen. We got some children that hurt us down to every bone in our body. Not they meant to do it, but because we are their mother, they hurt us like that. Done the opposite of what you've been bummed about, help them praying. And Lord, I want them to be a doctor and a lawyer where I can brag on their success. It ain't about you. What you gonna do about the one been a ditch server ever since he popped out? But steal your earrings and they ain't real. The one that you don't want to be bothered with because you know the street done got in mind and messed it up. I ain't hear nobody talk to me today. And now sometimes they just want to hear your voice and you grieve your spirit because they talking lunatic and firing danger because you done move and exempt yourself. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Most of us know what they're going through because we've been there too. If they're on drugs and paraphernalia, most of us been there too. If they out there whoring around, we've been there too. So what you gonna do since you done got to be exempt? I'm holy now. Holy without knowing. Transition, you ain't holy. That means going through something. Putting up with something. Keeping on having to keep saying, God, I come back to you again for the same thing. I don't feel no love for these little baboons. But he put the love in my heart. And I'm trying to move it out because I don't want to hurt no more. I don't want to be disappointed no more. It ain't about you. We think it personal. You's going to talk about put on my tombstone, my children kill me. You think they care? You kill your own self for grief. What you want? Huh? I know my baby son said, Mama, don't tell none of my business. I want to know you ain't got none. That's important. Because the same thing you don't want nobody to tell, they doing it. Maybe I did it too. Sin is just sin. It go up to the same thing. The enemy want us to think, I'm so sick and tired of it. I'm just going to stop praying. I'm just going to stop believing God. Where's your faith? You ain't got none. I just see they done went down to the gutter. We think we the only church can save them. You pray for them. And believe God for them. And say, I still love them anyhow. Because I checked in this morning. And you love me with all my faults. And my shortcomings, you love me. And then you can say, I'm in the land of the living this morning. That tell me he loved me. And he been waiting on me. Why can't I believe you? And stand in the gap. And say, God, you're greater. You're greater than this trying to overtake me. Can I come on down and get real with a few of these sisters in here today? When you hear your son or daughter, they jacked up and messed up. The first somebody identified is mama. You can hear it in the voice. And it grieves your spirit because that's your child and you love them. I don't care what you done got on. It's more than drugs you get on. You get on men's crazy. And you turn to be crazy. It's the same thing as them drugs. It rolls you until you got to have them. But I come to praise him today. I know this saying some women, but this will be a good message if you grab it. How can we not identify? This person came through the channel of me. All the time folks get the children away. Don't point your finger at them. You don't know their situation. We all kin folks, because some of us got children by somebody we don't tell them. Some we don't know. It was a happy overnight express. And as they grow, they start looking like that one night affair. It's all right if I keep it real. You got to deal with that. You know. That ain't Bubba Joe, baby. It's Beanie Weenie, baby. Beanie Weenie is a little skinny man. The baby ain't grown since you had it, and you up there trying to grow in the name of Jesus. That's Beanie Weenie. Oh, Lord, let me go there. Let me move on down a little bit. Have faith in God. Because we say it. I just said it. That don't mean you got faith. Doubt will come and move you from faith. Because some folks up here now, what the day of the money is? It done past the 15th. 15th coming, that's your deadline. You better get them piece of money. They're going to put a charge on you, then you're going to add another. Where's your faith now?
You've been listening to the ministry message of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477. Or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another message from the ministry of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.